This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Wharf. Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest over the weekend gave an interview with BlueRidgeNow.com in which he questioned Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's mandate that North Carolinians wear masks in public when social distancing isn't possible. Forrest, who's challenging Cooper this fall, said that, quote, masks don't work with viruses, and that's why we've never used a mask for a coronavirus, ever. Joining me to assess that claim is WFAE's political reporter, Steve Harrison. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Lisa.
So Forrest made some bold statements using words like never and flat out saying masks do not work with viruses. Let's start with him saying that we have never used masks for a coronavirus ever. Is that true?
Well, I guess it depends on who is we, right? In the United States, there was never a severe outbreak of SARS or MERS, which are both coronaviruses. So from that perspective, okay, I guess that's true. But people in Asia certainly wore masks to try and contain SARS, and it worked there.
And what do scientists say today, 4 months into the COVID pandemic?
There's a growing consensus among scientists and epidemiologists who say that masks help. And there has been a lot of models done where they've projected that universal face coverings would save lives. I asked Jeffrey Shaman, an epidemiologist from Columbia, and he says that, yeah, there is no gold standard mask study that quantifies how much masks help trap the virus. He pointed me to a study published this year in Nature Science that found that loose-fitting surgical masks can reduce influenza virus contained in droplets, but not aerosols. And it found those same masks could reduce the amount of coronaviruses, not necessarily the novel coronavirus, and aerosols. The researchers, mostly from Hong Kong, said their results, quote, indicate that surgical face masks could prevent transmission of human coronaviruses and influenza viruses from symptomatic individuals.
And there was a hamster study this year, too, right?
There was. Researchers from Hong Kong and China wrote this year that there's a lack of experimental evidence supporting surgical face mask usage for prevention of COVID. So they tried to fix that. They placed COVID-infected hamsters near non-infected hamsters and found that a surgical mask partition reduced the chance of transmission to the non-infected hamsters. And the National Institute of Health published a study from 2006 and 2007 from the winter flu seasons in Australia, in which they approached parents of kids with the flu leaving the doctor's office. And they gave some of the parents loose-fitting surgical masks, and they gave some of them masks similar to N95s. And they found that using masks, quote, significantly reduced the risk of parents getting flu-like infections, but the problem was the adults didn't wear the masks enough. But the study said that during a severe pandemic, mask usage might be greater.
And what did Forrest's campaign say yesterday about the controversy?
They dialed back those comments just a bit. Campaign spokesperson Andrew Dunn shifted the debate to what he said is the, quote, conflicting advice on masks that national health leaders have given on them in the last 4 months. And in that context, that's an easier position to defend. And of course, the biggest change came from Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Back in early March, he said, quote, there's no reason to be walking around with a mask, and said it might make people feel better and block a droplet, but it's not going to provide the protection that people think it is. So that was then. The CDC then a month later recommended that Americans wear some sort of face covering, and it said the change was based on the new knowledge of asymptomatic people spreading the virus. And the World Health Organization has also shifted its position. Since June, it's recommended that people wear a face covering in crowded places, but the organization's endorsement of masks is still a little lukewarm. It says, quote, there's been limited evidence on their effectiveness, and WHO does not recommend their widespread use among the public for control of COVID-19.
And did Forrest's campaign have anything else to say?
They did. They pointed to another study that was published recently in the New England Journal of Medicine in May that said, quote, we know that wearing a mask outside healthcare facilities offers little, if any, protection from infection. And the study went on to say that the chance of catching COVID from a passing interaction in a public space is minimal. And said the desire for masking is a reflexive reaction to the anxiety over the pandemic. I think Forrest would have been on more stable ground had he said there is some disagreement about masking.
And that leads me to ask about his campaign website, where you can buy a Dan Forest mask for $15.
You can, yes. He had posted on Facebook that since masks are now mandatory, you can buy one to support him.
That's WFAE's political reporter, Steve Harrison. Steve, thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
This is WFAE's Morning Edition.